An app to save oysters and another to use your phone as a credit card, which I'm really excited about. David Swan is a technology reporter for The Australian. David, hi.
Hi, PK.
A disease has been affecting oysters in New South Wales and it's moved to Tasmania. What's a disease and how can an app possibly manage a disease?
Yeah, so it's called POMS, or Pacific Oyster Mortality Syndrome. And you're right, it's spread to Tasmania, where February this year it wiped out actually most of their oyster crop, costing millions of dollars and really hurting the economy. And what happens is this disease is activated when the water hits a certain temperature. And what these techies have done is worked out a way to put sensors inside the water, powered by solar batteries. And farmers can now whip out their smartphone and open their app and have real-time alerts as to what the temperature of the water is, so that if they need to pull their oysters out before the disease may hit, then they can do so. Before, they had to wade out into the water and do everything manually, but now they can use their smartphones. And the farmers I spoke to, it's actually going to potentially save them millions of dollars.
That's incredible. Let's move to this banking app. Banks are looking to make it easier for us to spend money. Isn't that kind of them? Let's just spend more money. There's always a special reason, but okay, there's a convenience too. NAB has a new app which turns your phone into a credit card.
That's right. I mean, they're using it as a temporary stopgap measure before you actually receive your credit card in the mail saying they'll enable your smartphone. And at this stage, it's just an Android smartphone.
But so it's a temporary thing.
It is a temporary thing. But I think the important thing here is always that these temporary things do become mainstream and do become more common. And I think it kind of marks the death of the credit card. I think we're looking now at people being able to pay with their phones, with Android Pay, with Apple Pay. It's far easier than carrying a credit card around with you. I think, honestly, in about a decade, we'll see no more credit cards.
Are other banks on board yet?
Yeah, so currently with Apple Pay, ANZ is the only one on board. And I've noticed actually some of my friends switching to ANZ just to be able to have this, so that they can just run out, for example, with their Apple Watch and pay for a coffee and not have to worry about carrying their wallet with them at all.
So old school. I'm just taking my wallet everywhere still. What is wrong with me?
You don't have to.
I've got to get you Gen Y people onto this.
Yeah, it's just way easier. And the rest of the banks are holding out because they think that Apple's charging too much per transaction and they're not willing to compromise. Whereas ANZ has said, look, it's worth it for us. And I think, honestly, a lot of customers are jumping ship to ANZ just because they want that simplicity of not having to carry their wallet anymore.
And just finally, the Press Council of Australia has weighed into a debate about how Facebook censors stories on its feed. Tell me about this.
Yeah, so it's reversed a decision that it made last week, saying that iconic photo of the Vietnam War where the girl was a victim of a napalm attack, it said it was fell under its child pornography violations. And it's now done a backflip and said that, okay, it was significant. But I think, and I did call that on this show actually a few weeks ago. Mm. I don't know if you remember. I don't want to quote about this. But
I do.
I did call that.
I did. You did. Exclusively revealed by you on this show. So
yeah.
we're both awesome right now.
Always.
I'm buying into that.
But look, I mean, I think finally what the Press Council has said is, look, Facebook needs to reveal its editorial policy, if it has one, and is to actually think about this stuff. And hopefully they do. Hopefully Facebook listens. But from speaking to people at Facebook, it just seems like they kind of go for this lowest common denominator thing where they look worldwide and they try to have the same standards worldwide. So I don't know. I'm not too confident, but we'll see.
We will see. And you can talk more about it and reveal more things with us next time you come along.
More to come.
David Swan, technology reporter for the Australian newspaper there. And he's, of course, been our tech head this evening. After the news in the drawing room at 7:15, we're going to talk to two crime writers about why, well, they're obsessed with career criminals. Why do they have such good stories? It's 7:00 now. It's news time.